Daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, died for me, who extended endless mercy. Daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made, and another day that you've allowed us to see, and another day, another chance you've given us an opportunity to worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. We thank you for life on this day. We thank you for health on this day. And we even thank you for strength. God, we thank you for allowing us to rise this morning early in the morning with our right mind. As we seek your face early, as we seek your anointing early, as we seek your guidance early, God, we want to say thank you, God. If you don't do anything else for us, God, you have done so much already. God, we want to bless your name, and we want to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. For you are a righteous God. You are a magnificent God. You are a wonderful God, and you're worthy of our praises. You're worthy of our adoration. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to have your name extolled. God, you're worthy to be lifted up. And so, God, we bless your name, Lord. For when praises go up, blessings come down, and you inhabit the praises of your people, God. So it's our desire this morning that as we seek your face, God, that we make your name glorious, that you will come in and inhabit the praises of your people, oh God, and begin to shift, oh God, the atmosphere of the day. Oh God, when we begin our days off with you, God, and we magnify you. We start off with you. We seek you first early in the morning while you may yet be found. God, we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, God. God, then, God, our days and our activities change, God. Our mindset, our outlook on the day, it changes when we begin our days off with you. Because, God, it's with humbleness, God, we seek your face, God. It's with humility, God, we kneel before you. Oh, God, it's with meekness, God, we bow down before you, God. We put ourselves under subjection. We put this flesh under subjection, God, when we seek you first in the morning, God. That means, oh, God, we're not looking to do any work, God. We're not looking, oh, God, to do anything, God, else. But, God, we're putting you first. And when we put you first, God, that means we become first, oh, God, in everything that we do on the day. Because we are seeking your face. We're looking for your will to be done. We're looking for your ways to be done. We're looking for you to open up doors. We're looking to, God, for you to just make the day magnificent, God. Make the day glorious, God. Give us the victory, oh, God, that we have already been able to declare, God. Give us the ability to overcome, oh, God, which we're already able to declare, God. Give us the victory at the end of the day, knowing that our end is expected, God, because we serve an awesome and a mighty God. And so, God, we bless your name. And we give you the glory for this holy week of 2016. God, as I prayed over the last couple of days, I know I have not focused on, oh, God, the holy week. But, God, we thank you for the sacrifice that your son Jesus made on Calvary's cross. We don't take that sacrifice for granted. And we don't take the sacrifice lightly. And, God, we want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for the blood that was shed, God. Thank you for the blood that washes away my sins. Thank you for the blood that still heals and delivers and sets free. Thank you for the blood, oh God, that still makes whole, oh God, today. Thank you for the blood, oh God, that cleanses every crimson stain, God. I want to say thank you, God, on behalf of myself, on behalf of these people, God, that are on the line with me, God. We want to say thank you, oh God, today. We want to say thank you, oh God, for commemorating Passover today and allowing us to see a new way of Passover and a new reason to celebrate your death, your burial, and your resurrection, God. Oh, God, the Jews, oh, God, they celebrated Passover for a lamb, oh, God, that they had to slay every single year, Lord. They celebrate the Passover, oh, God, because of what, oh, God, Moses did as he helped lead the people out of Israel, God, according to your magnificent power. They celebrated, oh, God, that the death angel passed over their forefathers, God, and it was something that was not intimate to them, God. It wasn't something that was personally done for them, but, God, it was done for their forefathers generations after generation. But because of your sacrifice, God, because of your blood that was shed, Jesus, because you hung up on Calvary and because you rose with all power in your head, God, you gave us something more personal, Lord. You made the sacrifice personally just for me. It wasn't for a household. It wasn't for a nation. But your blood that was shed on Calvary's cross was shed just for me. And God, I want to say thank you, God, because when you were on that cross, you were thinking of me, God. You were thinking of little old me, God, before I was even shaking my mother's womb, Lord. The word says that you knew me, God, and you already ordained me, Lord. You knew, oh God, that I needed you before I was even shaped and formed in my mother's womb. You knew that I could not make it on my own, God, before I was shaped and formed in my mother's womb, Lord. You already knew I would fail, God, and I would fall short of your glory, God, and that I needed the blood to wash me and to cleanse me, God, before I was shaped in my mother's womb. And so, God, I want to say thank you for knowing my ending from my beginning, from knowing what just what I need and more, and you did it on this day. And now we celebrate, oh, God, your death, burial, and resurrection. Oh, God, we do it every first Sunday, where we come together, God, for Holy Communion to remember this day. Oh, God, as you sat down with your disciples and you, God, you talked to them, God, and you broke bread, oh, God, and you poured out the drink, oh, God, and you told them to do this as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And we still obey, God, that command you gave to the disciples, oh, God. We still do it as often as we do it in remembrance of you, for your blood that was shed, for your body that was broken, for your body that was bruised, oh, God. Oh, God, for the chastisement of our peace that was placed upon you, God. Everything that was done, it was for our good. And we want to say thank you, God, for doing it just for our good. And so, God, keep us today Many churches today will be celebrating communion of God and celebrating feet washing on this Monday, Thursday. And then, God, as we proceed to tomorrow, God, as we commemorate or as we remember, God, oh, God, your death on Calvary's cross, we ask for you to be with us, oh, God, as we prepare ourselves to fellowship with other ministries, oh, God, in our local area, God. God, we ask that you anoint this place, that place now in the mighty name of Jesus. Uproot everything that's up like you, God. Let your blood cover, let your blood wash, let your blood make whole, and anoint the speakers, anoint each and every pastor, God, that we may declare your word, oh God, as we each have one of the seven last words of Christ. I thank you, God, that you spoke words, oh God. I thank you even now, God, that you have already finished the race. God, you've already finished the course. I thank you for forgiving us, God. I thank you for understanding that we don't know what we do sometimes, and we turn our backs on you. We turn away from you. Oh God, we fight, oh God, over your lots, oh Lord. We do a whole bunch of foolishness, God, not understanding, oh God, the consequences of our actions. But God, help us, oh God, each and every day to understand, Lord, oh God, every time we sin, God, we put you back on the cross, we wound you again, we harm you again, because we need the blood to cover us, oh God, after every crimson stain. And so, God, if there's anything in us, God, before I end the sun like you, Lord, we plead the blood even now, God, let your blood wash us even now, because if we confess our sins, you're faithful enough to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, God, forgive us, oh God, this morning of sins of omission and commission in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the blood that was shed. Thank you for the blood that still has power. Thank you for the blood that still works. Thank you for washing over me. Thank you for your love that's all-consuming. God, thank you for your love that's overwhelming. God, thank you for your love that never fails. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love that still is powerful. Thank you for your love, God, your merciful, consistent, God, your faithful love. God, I want to say thank you, God, this morning, for you do it over and over and over again. Every day that you bless us, you bless us with brand new mercies. God, every day you make us new creatures. Oh, God, because if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. God, and I'm new today because I'm in you this day, God. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become as new. Behold, I see a new thing, God, on this day, a new walk, a new anointing, God, new favor, God, new mercy, God. I see this day, oh, God, placed before me because you're not a God, oh, God, of leftovers, oh, God, but you are a God of first fruits. So bless us with your first fruits on this day. Bless us with strength on this day. Bless us with a greater anointing on this day. And I pray for young lady Amanda Clinton, Lord. I call out her name, oh God, who overdosed the other day. Sister called for prayer, Lord. And her sister is in Texas, a good friend of ours in the Church of God in Christ, and her sister OD, God. But we thank you right now that the testimony is not that she died, oh God, and went to hell, but God, that you've given her a second chance, Lord. Her liver may be messed up, God, but we want you to save. We want you to deliver. We want you to set free, and we want you to perform a miracle like none other in the mighty name of Jesus. She can give her life over to you, oh God, and you can change her whole situation and her whole circumstance around, and you can do it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we declare, oh God, that, oh God, salvation for her on her behalf, oh God. She may not be in her right mind. She may not know, God, the way that she should go. But you said the effectual and the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We pray for that young lady right now, healing in her body and healing in her mind. I pray for my brother Freddie as well, healing in the mind, God, first of all, and then healing in the body. And I pray for the families, pray for the nation, pray for this country, pray for Brussels. God, I'm going a little bit over because I started a little bit late. God, I pray for, oh God, those that were affected by the terrorist attack. God, help us to not be weary, God, in well-doing, God. Help us to not be overwhelmed by the state of this world, God, today. It's just a sign of the times that you are soon to come. And if you don't come soon, God, the very elect, oh God, will pass away. The very elect will fail, Lord. And I don't want to fail. I don't want to fall short of your glory. Oh God, I don't want to be overwhelmed and overcome. So God, as soon as you come, God, I'm ready. But help me to be ready, Lord. Help me to have my cup trimmed, my oil lamp, my lamp trimmed with oil, prepared for your coming, prepared, God, for your awesome appearance. Bless us this day, on this Thursday, oh God, March 24th, I believe. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Watch over us all day long. Let there be praises on our lips, God. I sung this morning, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercies. Oh, God, daily I shall worship thee. Let that be our song of praise on this day, to worship you in spirit and truth all day long. And we'll bless your name. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. My apologies for the late delay. I thank you.